Begin the current daf and the second daf chavtes. Begin the base. Begin the mask. The beginning was the Gemara. Lulav yavish pasul. A dry lulav. Begin this mishnah. The dry lulav is going to be pasul. Tais explains what is yavish at pasul and what's the shear of yavish. Tais says mafarsh of Gemara. The Gemara explains from the iskish lulav to esrog. This opinion holds because we compare lulav to esrog. The Sibi Hadr, it says, Pri is Hadr by Esrog, and it says, Kabbis tomorrow in the same pasuk. So we compare the halacha of the Psalm of Yavish. Now, which says, Taisib, like in my spiritual country, it's not like Rashi explained, Mishim, the Sibi says, Bussing in Shemai Zekir Van Beyu, which that tells you is a lesson of Nava, of beautifying it. Name Van Beyu, like a Tchilik, is that halacha of Van Beyu, of Hadr, is only initially. But like Mishal Hachem, it doesn't invalidate if you don't have Ban Beir. Can you move Beir? Come like Zavis in the first peg on Daphi Rav on base. Now I'm going to bundle the Lulav Mitzvah Lug, the Lulav Mitzvah to go ahead and bind it together, Misham, even though the Rabban don't hold it, Igud, Misham, Mishinim, Mizek, Gilma Veyu, and they say, Lulav Mitzvah, Lulav Mitzvah, and bind together, Kasha, to Mikasha. Now, the problem is, Vahai Yavash Lachem, but this Halach of Dry is, so that's dumb. So it says that, and here that's going to be Puzzle, obviously it's coming from the Halach of Hadr, not from that of Ban Beir, because it also should be Kasha. Morvis says, "Va'yavish da'acha." This of when we say a dry lulav, in lefarish, don't explain to my yavish to perikim amidin like it says in the Zodach of Tesma base. In the Mishnah Chatzanim Shal Nachrim regarding the grape seeds of Gentiles, yavishim mutarim if they're dried out, permitted. No problem about yain nesach. The Farshik Mothim explains, "If yavishim lachashlam mizachad dry means after 12 months, you can't say that's what it means over here of a lulav." Because the Mishnah Chatzanim says, "Living in the Lamigim Lanal, we have this yavish regarding the dried out hados." Yavish Rebbe all of it says that most of the leaves are dried out. And the Shtayr Shom, as long as you have leftover Shleicha Bade Alan Lachen, three stems of three moist leaves, chain is going to be kosher. Obviously, you see, in the Yavish is told B'Shem Yisachar, it's not dependent on 12 months, it's dependent on if you have three moist leaves. Eli, Yashlam, rather, you should say that Yavish is the Hacha, the dry lulu we're talking about over here is called Yavish is Oizim Machar. It's like when we're talking about the ear of a firstborn animal regarding it being dried out, which is considered as one of the women. And now, like learning the mission, dried means that if you would put your finger over it, it would crumble on your fingernail. That's considered dry. That's a dry lulav. If you put your finger on it and it would crumble, that's considered the psul of lulav yavish. Kitzmik says, "Must begin with the Gemara." Niktam reisha. If the top of it gets cut off, that's a psul in a lulav. Says l'chayim ayri. Simply, it's told mabishnei olnem tsoyim. The middle two leaves, ha'yitzim reisha shayv, that comes out from the top of the spine. What we call the tiyamis. And that's reisha that's getting cut off. Al-Kashav, it says, it's difficult because the Gemara on the Flamin Bezim al-Avkam, Yibshim says, nitla tiyamis possible. If the tiyamis, this middle leaf, if it's taken away, it's possible. Now, the hein ois na'olam, these are the middle leaves that we're talking about. Now, ba'afil b'nikdim reisha possible. I mean, even if the top just gets cut off, it's possible. Kosh not legam, I'm sure it's getting totally taken away. So why do you have to tell me not lo MTM is possible if we say in the Mishnah already Naktim Reisha? So Taisa number Tochlam, you have to say it, because the Naktim Reisha, so Taisa is, you're right, obviously Naktim Reisha doesn't mean the TM is. Rather, what does Naktim Reisha mean? Mayer Bereba Ha'ol of Helion. It means if the majority of the upper leaves, even if it's just not even taken away, if just the tops are taken off, not the middle ones, but rather the majority of all the upper leaves, that's the Psul of Naktim Reisha. Or Inami, or another purchase type, says, it's circulated, Bishum Malay Bashmin, and Bishum Malay had to tell us Nitla. Why? Because you would have thought to say the Chashav had the Tvei Meniktim, that actually, if it totally removed, yeah, you actually would think to say, it'd be better, more Hadr than Niktim. Why? It's totally removed. It's at least by Niktim, you have some of it left over. No, because Niktim, you could see that's cut off. When it's totally removed, you don't see any problem. Or Inami, another purchase you could say is Nitla Achaz Menatu Yemis. Nitla means if one of the two, of the double leaf of the TMS is removed. Whereas regarding Niktam, it's only if both of them cut off. And that's why we need Yibshim Levi to say that even though only one is removed, then it's still going to be possible. Kidnik says, well, the Maschal Tab begins with the Gemara Nifritzu Olav. The Mishnah says that leaves gets split, then it's going to be possible. So Rav Machalik Strashi says, what does this mean? Now, this is Berayiv Olinayri, talking about the majority of the leaves. Kidnam Tesept, like the Tesept says, Nifritzu Olav, as if the majority of them are split off. Now, Pesach B'Kohen Rashi explains, what does this mean? Shenifritu min hashadr shel ha'im, mean it gets split off from the connection where it is to the spine. It's actually only connected by binding it together. Now, Mashem Shretz Lemes, it sounds like Rashi wants to say, Shnit Lushal Gam and Ashad, that actually was totally actually pulled off, detached from the spine, and then reconnected by binding it together. So the table of Mashri came to Gemara. It doesn't sound like it's from the Gemara, because there may not Nifritzu. The Gemara says, Nifritzu is the Avid Kichof, you make it like a boom. Now, Baal and Shanishu Mashad, it says, when you have the leaves that are torn off from the spine, Huti Mikro. It's called Huti. Not Chofia. I mean, the Gemara, like the Gemara says, Nablam Zayman Bez, I'm a rabbi, he says, Legit Inish Lulav Vaishan. A person shouldn't bind the Lulav with the Hishanis, because, I mean, you shouldn't cut it off when it's in the bundle with the Hishanis. Because the problem is, the Mishtai Huti, because you can have some Huti that can be left over, and have a Chatzitza, and it's going to be Chatzitza, climb in other words. Im Aruchu Yishtim in Diamond Arab. Let's say the Lulav is way too long from that Arab. Above the cuts, mitach is going to come to cut off the bottom part of the lulav. Loyikatz boid bagudis. That's what he was saying. Don't cut it when it's in the bundle, because what's going to happen is the mishtari ali lulav. You're going to have some of the leaves of lulav that are going to be left over because netlish manashedja al dekatzitz. So that's going to be cut off in the spine because you cut up the bottom part of this of the lulav. So it's not sticking out, but you still have some of the branches which are now detached because you cut off the bottom part of the spine where it's connected to, but they're still in the bundle, and they're going to be chatzitza. And what are we calling those leaves that will cut off? We're calling them huti. Now, I mean, a hutz nice nochav. It says it's only from these hutzi, from these detached leaves that you make them the broom. Because I mean, because they come like the Gemara says, "Mabu kamed of tzadik vav menav." How many goes to the leva mechavrei? Someone steals a lulav from his friend, avdin hutzi, and he makes hutzi out of it. Which that because that means you're detaching the leaves from the shedra. So, kind of, you acquire the lulav that way because the kar leva originally was called a lulav, but hashda hutzi hutzi. Now it's called hutzi. And hutzi avdinu chofya. Let's say you take these separated branches. These leaves, and you make chufia broom out of it. Can you acquire? Could make her a chutzi before it's called chutzi, but hashta chufia, that's called chufia. So, therefore, Taisa rejects Rashi interpretation, because according to Rashi, it shouldn't be called chufia, it should be called chutzi, which is the stage before. Rather, behind you, shachala kal olav ol shnaim. As it says, what is nifritzu olav? Is that we know that every single leaf we got split into two, because lefisha kal ali luv kfulm, every one of the leaves of luv are double. He got up and he split each one of them. That's actually how to make the broom so that it could be have these double like these gaps between the leaves that you split to gather all the dirt, all the dust as a broom. That's what it means. Never to all of each one of the leaves was split, but nothing was pulled off from the shudder. Next taste of Aslan, we begin with the words of the Gemara Kapasi Vitani. The Gemara makes a dig from our Mishnah that in our Mishnah we just. Unspecified said, these psulim of the lulav, ayavish ma'gazim, as the title of my pack, lulav ma'gazim, sounds like that, says the Gemara, that this psul would be both in the first day of Yantam and the second day of Yantam, and that's where the Gemara gets in discussion regarding yavish and gazim, as they would apply to the second day of Yantam. Says Taisa Mashma, it sounds like from the Gemara, the daik, the inference of the Gemara was mendiktani stam, from the fact that the Mishnah was unspecified, and it didn't differentiate, so that's why we're presuming it's both Yantam and Yantam. Problem is, v'tem it's a wonder because Amin l'kamandik Moses later on the plan daman beis nikkel b'chazer kol shu running an esrog. If it has a hole and it's missing a little bit, puzzle is going to be puzzle. Avakam d'yom tov sheni kosher. Although by the second day of yom tov it's kosher, Amin l'kamandik Moses later on the plan daman beis b'gemara the Reb Chanina matol beis b'navik beis he would dip in and he would use it and he would dip it into some type of a condiment and he would eat some of the esrog. The Navik Bay and he fulfill his obligation afterwards. And I, the Mishnah says that if it's missing, it's going to be possible. He says, oh, that's by Yom Tavrishin. You see that Yom Tavsheni, it's kosher, even though the Mishnah there didn't specify it's only by Yom Tavrishin. So how could you know from our Mishnah that it's Yom Tavsheni too? Vidaik, and if the Gemara is being Medaik Tani from the fact that the Mishnah was only speaking about Lulav Gazel that's stolen, like Tani Shalom doesn't talk about if it's borrowed, which by Yom Tavrishin you need Lachem. So if even Shal is possible. In fact, they only talk about a little bit Gazel. Ah, obviously the Gemara is saying that obviously because we're talking about also Yom Tirsheni, so he says it's not a proof. Because Allah Kamam said a sugya, because later on the end of the sugya, Daikar of Nachma Yitzchak Kachi, he makes such a dig that our Mishnah must be talking about Yom Tirsheni. But at this point the Gemara didn't entertain that, and therefore it doesn't mention this point of Nachma Yitzchak. So, and if you can say Vimish and Victoni Gazel Dum the others, if you can say because the two cases that are comparative in our Mishnah, we're giving next to each other is the case of stolen, which is similar to the case of when it's dried out. And just like Yavish is absolutely Mayam Tivshani, so too is Gazel. And that was the Gemara's presumption. But that can't be, because Achinami Gabi Nekiv, by the case of the Esrig that has a hole later on the Flamadalag, Ketani, one of the other cases there of the Esrig is also Chazal Sal Rubai. If you have these types of these blemishes on the majority of the esrog, the mifsal af b'yom tov sheni mishum hada, that case of chazazes is invalid even by yom tov sheni because of, it's not hada, and still the case of nikiv is kosher yom tov sheni. So then we could say the same thing goes over here, that gazel is not similar to yavet, even though it says right near each other. But says Tosemiya, but Yerushalmi mashma k'tzaz. Yerushalmi does sound like a little bit. The mishum chazaz actually loy mifsal af b'yom tov sheni. Actually, it's not true what we just said in Tosis. Actually, some Yerushalmi that chazaz is only a problem on yom tov sheni. The Maskal, the Gemara concludes on this over in the Yerushalmi. Rizchu benachem Hashem b'Shmuel, kol b'sulin, all the invalidations in b'sulin b'yom derishim b'vad is only problem by the first day of Yom Tov. Whereas Tamanam and Bedir and Bavel, they say that Rubai, when it's the majority of the Esrig, even if it's only mitzad echad, one side of the Esrig, or Chaitmai, or if it's on the nose of the Esrig, is Kurubai also has halacha like the majority where it's going to be possible. Which Tosfos qualifies as behind the b'makom echad, the b'makom echad. This mitzat echad that Yerushalmi is pointing out about the Bavli is the same thing that the Gemara means later on of Lamei and Bezer regarding chazazes, that when it calls it b'makom echad, that if it's in one place, that it's going to be puzzle only if it's on the majority. But if in two or three different places, even if it's on the mute, it would be puzzle. So you see in the Yerushalmi that actually this halacha of chazaz is only a problem by Yom Tov Rishon. But if you're going to say that the Bavli holds like Yerushalmi, that it's only Yom Rishon Davka, only by the first day, al kach hadar, then obviously you have to say that it's considered as hadar. Then obviously it's only a problem because of chasa, like as if it's missing part of the ester. And that's why Yom Tov Rishon is kasher, because if the psul is not because of hadar, if it was a problem in Hadar, then it would be a problem by the other days too, like Yavish, which is possible by all the other days, and B'lem is Tabaklal. But it's not logical at all to say that also Chazaz is so because of Chaser, rather only because of Hadar. I mean, the Tosfos is not asking the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is not difficult. It's possible that Yerushalmi holds that, yeah, Hadar is only so B'yom Tov Rishon, not B'yom Tov Sheni. And that's also Chazaz is Kasher B'yom Tov Sheni, even though it's a problem with Hadar. But the Bavli obviously holds that Hadar is possible even B'yom Tov Sheni, so then obviously, also Chazal is also going to be possible b'yom tov sheni. So if that's the case, so b'yom tov sheni is also be possible. And if it has a hole, it's not similar to also by Chazal. So back to the question. So how do you know that Gazal is possible b'yom tov sheni if it's not necessarily comparable to Yavish? Just like that Mishnah on the Lamed Aleph. So that says to you something you can say to Reb Chanina, who holds that if it has a hole, it's kosher b'yom tov sheni, and he doesn't make the dig, the Mishnah says Nikiv next to the case of all Chazal. You're right. Less like a pasuk v'tani. It doesn't hold what our Gemara is saying over here, that gazel is similar to yavish, because that is really where our Gemara is coming from. That's k'may shmul d'shmait like shmul now. So you also the mokum astin the gazel b'yom tov rishon that he actually says that the case of gazel is actually only by the first day of yom tov. You're right. He says it's valid by yom tov rishon, and they disagree with this premise. Or you know another approach which you could say is bereishu the mishnah shaykh l'daktik, that it's not true. It's actually different. Because in our Mishnah, which is the ratio, so to speak, you can make such an inference that it is minitoni stam b'lim avtek from the fact that it says unspecified and doesn't differentiate. Oh, so then it sounds like it's by yom tibrishen by yom tibrishen too. Avakula achrini, but all these other Mishnahs, that's not necessarily a dig. You can say I did l'm avtek ratio l'm avtek b'seim, but since they didn't differentiate in the ratio, which that was for a reason, so therefore they didn't differentiate by the sefer and b'shen drav stam, and they said unspecified b'shesh l'kag, although maybe there is room to differentiate, and therefore it's not a raya from all those Mishnahs. And maybe that it's not a difficulty, but over there they don't make the dig, and over here they do make such a dig. This begins words of the Gemara, Be'inan Hadar V'Lekha. So you need it to be Hadar, and you don't have it, which Tosfos explains the reasoning and the rule regarding which things are problematic only by the first day, and which are the things that are possible even by Yom Tov Sheni. It sounds like the Pshitalei, that was obvious to the Gemara, to the one who was asking the question, that the halach of hadar beauty has to be for all the days, and therefore yavish is possible even by all the other days, because it's not hadar. Whereas v'lechem, that of that has to be yours, which is mishalachem. That says lekachtem lechem yom rishon. Sounds like lematukam el yom tov rishon, that that's only on the first day of yom tov, and that's why gazel is going to be possible. That's why shal is the gazel shal, and the chemel kachtem. So it's from the word v'lekachtem, the matin minei chasa, that's from where we exclude that if it's missing something, because in l'kichatam, the word v'lekachtem is two words. V'lekachtam, that you should take it when it's whole, that also let me ask l'mim to brishin. That we also find is only problem by the first day of Yom, because I'm going to come on the picture, we can find later in the peg, that we'll make base. That v'chneina matzal bebe Yom tershen, even nothing, but he would actually dip his esrog into something, he would eat it, and he would use it to fill his obligation, it wasn't a problem, it was chasa. And that's the touch of it. So the theme, it's a wonder. What's the difference of this from this? Why is chasen gazel, which we exclude from lachem, and both of them under the emirishin, but yavosh, which is possible to get another, it's possible to get another emirishin. But hakul b'habi adadik sib b'chadkar, they both learned out from the same pasuk. Well, lakach from lachem, the emirishin, priya tadr. So hadr is in that pasuk, and lakach is in that pasuk, lachem. So why some like hadr is all days, and the other ones only be emirishin? Now, imishim the mashmalei the hani the sibim make maybe emirishin. If you're going to say because they understood whatever was written before the word be emirishin. Alokhaimi, that's what the emirishin is going on, which is lakachtem and lachem. Avol had the basrik said, but the word hadr is actually written afterwards, and therefore that's not limited to the halacha of be emirishin. So says akadikas is still difficult because in the ksib lakachtem. In fact, it says lakachtem. Rashin makam shav dikmam menachas davar gavzayn menalaf and makam pergan later on davlam daman beis darbam minim shavalul magm zazaz. From lakachtem it says has to be full of kicha, which is if you have all the four minim, you have to have them all together and the beinon lakicha tam because it has to be a full of kicha. Now, Bashila Pirkin, at the end of the fact of Mamalf and the base, but it's Lul by Rabba later on the Gimel Rav, the Shin Nam Yosik's Mam, the Siv, the fact that it says in the Batul Kachdem, Washan Rav in the plural, which means Shatel Kichel Kalechav Echad that every single person has to take. It's going in every single person. Mid like Siv, and the fact that it doesn't say Lakach, the Lashan Yachad. He hated the Shin and Pirkin, Bishma, like we expand, Menachas of Samachim and Beis, that says the Svartim and Svir, Kalechav Echad, every single person has to count Svir, and it's a Svartim in the plural. Says Taisim Kain, if that's the case, that what we learn from Kach Lechem is only going Yom Rishon, so then Bashar Yom Tiski B'Menechot, and then all the other days of Sukkot should be enough with one species, because you don't know the Halacha B'Ma'akav, you only learn from the Kachtem, and that's only Yom Rishon. And also the Kicha Shalach B'Shavakum, that one person should be able to shackle for everyone in town, because they don't have the Halacha anymore of Lekachtem, of the plural, because that's only going to be Yom Rishon, if it's like we answered before. So rather, says the Kach Nir, rather it seems the time that the reason that all the other days all the four amak, even every single person has to chuckle his own lulav. It's mishum the yom rishon derayis the begvul. The first day is biblical, even out of Eretz Yisrael, even out of the base of Mikdash. Ushar yom the rabban zechel Mikdash, but all the other days of Sukkot are only a remembrance of what was in the base of Mikdash, where they used to do it all 7 days. Because he's a bishul, but rabba like he wants to live in the dal menas. So hukach, therefore, this makes a different qualification. As beikar lekicha, and the primary taking kugin dal mean like the four species lekicha lekalecha, not every single person has to take it. Takim shayim, again, they're nice. They instituted the other days of rabbinic law, similar to as it looks like by the biblical. So through hadr is always and generally you have to have hidden mitzvah. That's why hadr is ma'akim and it can be dry. Abachas b'shal when it's missing or if it's borrowed, loy talking that they didn't institute rabbinically because that's not in the primary lekicha. It's not so recognizable, and therefore that's not going to have to be all the 7 days. Not because of the pasuk, but simply because it doesn't look like the dal minim or not. And because we're grabbing the case when it's stolen, that's plugged to the Shemite. That's a machlokes nar sugya. Rabbi Yechiel and Sava, the talking holds that they did institute it even the other days mishum mitzvah b'aver because it is an intrinsic flaw because the mitzvah is coming through in aver. Most of the like talking that it wasn't instituted because the mitzvah is mishali. It's not because of since you could have the word borrowed on the other days. So therefore, that's similar to gazel and therefore you could have fulfilled. But that's the machlokes regarding if it's going to be something that's like an intrinsic qualification or something extrinsic, which is not ma'akev on the other days from day two and on, which is only rabbinic.